In Canada, police say they've found the bodies of two teenagers suspected of murdering three people, including an Australian man, last month. Investigators say they've retrieved two male bodies from bushland near the banks of the Nelson River in Manitoba province. Cam McLeod and Brian Schmigelski had been charged with the murder of a Canadian man and were suspected for the deaths of Australian Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend, China Deese. Our North America correspondent, Connor Duffy, has been monitoring the story. Connor, police sound confident that these bodies are the two suspects. What are they saying?
So the Royal Canadian Mounted Police say that after a two-week search that involved the army and at its peak more than 1,000 officers, it's finally over and they've found the bodies of Cam McLeod and Briar Schmigelski. A couple of days ago, police discovered some items believed to be the men's clothing. They noticed this on the Nelson River, which is near the town of Gillam up in northern Manitoba, roughly in northern central Canada, a very remote part of the country. They've now continued searching and found what are believed to be the two men's bodies. It's only about 8 kilometres away from where they'd ditched their burned out RAV4, and locals up in Gillam had told me they didn't think Briar Schmigelski and Cam McLeod would have the skills to survive in this inhospitable wilderness filled with bugs, bears and huge temperature variations, and it turns out they were right. Here's what Assistant Commissioner Jane McClatchy from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police had to say.
This morning, at approximately 10 a.m., RCMP officers located two male bodies in the dense brush within 1 kilometre from where the items were found. This is approximately 8 kilometres from where the burnt vehicle was located. At this time, we believe these are the bodies of the two suspects wanted in connection with the homicides in British Columbia. An autopsy is being scheduled in Winnipeg to confirm their identities and to determine their cause of death.
Connor, it's very early here, but any word on the circumstances of their deaths?
No, police have been really tight-lipped. They have been throughout this search and it continued today. They wouldn't say or speculate how long they believe the bodies have been there for. They did say they were confident it's the two men, but that will need to be confirmed by an autopsy in Winnipeg. Now, there's only flights once a day out of the small town of Gillam back to Winnipeg, so police may need to organise a charter plane to get that happening. And that, given the remote distances, will take some time. The police also refused to give us any hints of whether they know what motivated the two men, referring this back to police in Western Canada, in Vancouver, who have been heading the investigation into the murders.
Now, Cam McLeod and Briar Schmigelski murdered three people, including Australian man Lucas Fowler. Is there any word from his family or his girlfriend's family about this?
I just received a message from Lucas Fowler's American girlfriend, China Deese, from her mother, Sheila Deese. She told me that the family were just speechless. Really, they're just completely overwhelmed and trying to process this information for now. They may have more to say later, but I can imagine this is another blow, really, on top of what's happened. They were hoping that the fugitives would be captured and there'd be a court process and there'd be justice and some chance to interrogate these men and find out what happened in China and Lucas's last moments. These may have been the last two living witnesses. And no doubt the same feeling will be had by Leonard Dick, the Canadian who was murdered. But in these communities, they'll just be welcoming the news that the bodies have been found and they no longer have to fear that there's murderers on the loose.
That's our North America correspondent, Connor Duffy.